Saturday, February 5th, 2011. The Who Cares Bowl. The Super Bowl.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Welcome to the Bears Blog. Oh, Saturday show. You are listening to the Bears Blog Saturday show. When you need to get your Bears fixed, there's only one place you can go. The Bears Blog, oh, Saturday show.
Oh, I wish the Bears were in the Super Bowl. I wish the Bears were in the Super Bowl. Oh, oh. Bears Blog, Saturday show. Jeff Hughes, here I am. And I don't give a shit about this game. I could care less about who wins and who loses. And I'm not even in that mindset where if the Packers win, it'll bother me. I just don't care. The NFC Championship game and the aftermath of it was so surreal. The pointless Jay Cutler debate now coming out. They took painkillers and the Bears didn't even want him to come out for the second half. Didn't even want him to come out and play. And the Maurice Jones-Drews of the world, who don't even make the frickin' postseason, are out there criticizing. I don't know. It's just one of those things when a football season ends, it's tough to take. And it's tougher to take coming off that NFC Championship game because you just sit around and you wait these 2 weeks for the Super Bowl and who gives a shit? Steelers win, they'll have seven Super Bowls. Seven Super Bowls. They're becoming the Yankees. And fuck the Packers. Last Saturday's show for a while, so we'll do a little bit of a greatest hits here. Here are a couple of songs, three songs actually, from this year's Saturday shows, deemed the three best songs of the year.
First to take your cheese, put that cheese up on your head, lay around with your fat ugly woman in your fat ugly bed. Now you're doing the Packer dance, looking like an Earl Mary in your very short pants. You're doing the Packer dance. Why don't you move to France? The Packer dance.
What? Did you want to hear that again?
Then take your cheese and spread that cheese on your man tits. Lay yourself down with your fat ugly woman and your fat stupid kids. You're doing the Packer dance. You smell like Jimmy Smits, but you look like Dennis Franz. You're doing the Packer dance. And you like to make little duties in your pants.
Packer dance.
Thankfully, I'm all out of jokes, but I don't know. Then you take your cheese. Use that cheese to lube your hog. Lay yourself down with your fat, ugly woman and your half-retarded dog. You're doing the Packer dance while you're watching The Legend of Bagger Vance. You're doing the Packer dance. I thought I told your dumb ass to move to France. The Packer dance.
I'm Brett Favre, gonna show you my dick, gonna show you my little white man dick. I'm Brett Favre, gonna show you my prick, gonna show you a photograph of my prick. I'm Brett Favre, gonna show you my dong, do you wanna see a picture of my dong? I'm Brett Favre, hey, do you need a schlong? I got pictures of a schlong I can send you, girl. I'm
my dick. You'll notice the dick in this pic that I sent. I'm Brett Favre. I'm the world's biggest prick. I'm the biggest prick in the whole wide world.
And now a musical preview of Bears versus Vikings, complete with a pick.
Beat Joel, 'cause his name's Joel, and he's terrible at quarterbacking. You gotta beat Joel if you really wanna be the champ of the NFC North. I don't care if the game's played in Indianapolis or at Annapolis or in Acropolis. You gotta beat Joel. Cause I don't even know what college Joe Ed went to. Did he even go to a college? Or did he do one of those walk-on things like Mark Wahlberg did in that movie about the Eagles? You gotta beat Joe Ed, cause Joe Ed stinks. Well, at least I think he stinks. I gotta be honest, I've never seen Joe Ed play football before. Not even on a street corner or nothing like that. But he's Joe Webb nevertheless. And Joe Webb, you'll never guess. He stinks, but he does. Boy, oh boy, does Joe Webb stink. Bears 34-13.
Viva! Viva wins the regular season pick contest. Viva takes me out of the Champions League picks contest. Viva, ladies and gentlemen, is your champion of the picks for 2010. And now, without further ado, Viva picks the Super Bowl.
Picking and we're picking and we're picking all night, gonna. Hey, picking and we're picking all night, gonna. Picking, picking and we're picking all night, and we're gonna pick it all night, gonna pick it all night, gonna pick it all night, all right. We're gonna make the picks, so
just Viva!
We're gonna make the picks. Sometimes the boy's going 3-0, sometimes the boy's going to nose to nose. Most of the time we'll be mediocre.
Happy Super Bowl weekend, Bears bloggers. This is Viva, and this is my final pick of the year, the Super Bowl. I love both these teams. I think they play hard. Great defenses, dynamic defenses. They move the ball around well on offense. They convert third downs pretty consistently. But in the final analysis, I gotta take the Packers -2.5 against the Steelers. I don't like taking the Packers. I'm not going to be rooting for the Packers. Well, maybe my wallet will be a little bit, but I think they're a better team. They're going to win by more than a touchdown, actually. And they're going to win the Super Bowl. That means next year we get to beat the defending Super Bowl champs twice. Bear down.
So most of you know this radio show is basically improvised. I don't write anything down. As I was editing Viva's picks this week, I got a voicemail from my friend Clayton up in Connecticut. This is the actual voicemail I am putting on the site. You have to listen to this.
Hey, Jeff, it's Clayton. Hey, I'm up in Connecticut at the MGM Grand at a lumberman's convention. And my friend Mark Collins has got his brother, your favorite quarterback, Todd, in his booth, signing autographs, the Weyerhaeuser booth. And I just want you to know that probably every 10th person that walks up to him is a Bears fan, and about half of them just stand there and go, "You fucking suck," and walk off. I mean, these people are basically waiting in line for 10 minutes just to walk up and tell him he fucking sucks, and that's exactly the way they're putting it. You fucking suck. Walking away. I thought you'd like to know that. Talk to you later. Bye.
Reverend's rant contains foul language and is not meant for children or fans of Liverpool striker Andy Carroll. Sorry, Dave. Just had to do it. It's the Reverend's rant. It's the Reverend's rant. It's the Reverend's rant.
So we fucking lost. Fuck us. That sucks, right? I was so distraught I couldn't handle looking at anything barrelated for almost 24 hours. And when I did, I fucking discovered that not only was it a fucking loss, but it had ignited a sugar-free shitstorm. All any fucking report I read talked about was fucking Splenda's knee. Was he a bitch? Was he not a bitch? Was MJD a bitch for calling Splenda a bitch? What are the implications for the NFL in the time of Twitter and bitches? Jesus H. Sugar-Free Christ, are you fucking kidding me? This is what captured everyone's attention? Fuck this story. Fuck it till it dies. It is not a fucking story. Splenda is many things, including, for a large chunk of his injury-free first half, crappy. But he is not a bitch. The fucker plays with diabetes. If I had diabetes, I'd be wimpier than Wilford fucking Brimley right now, and Wilford ain't making it 10 seconds behind that offensive line, much less a whole season. The only thing that punks out Rexy 2.0 is sugar. So unless Clay Matthews was shoving pixie sticks up his nose in the pile, this is a non-story. But hating on Splenda, even for the wrong reasons, is not what infuriated me. No, what pissed me right the fuck off was that this bullshit story completely let Lovey and Martz off the hook for some of the worst coaching in the playoffs since John Fox left the loam in there for picks 4 and 5 against the Cardinals 2 years ago. Todd Collins was our backup quarterback. Let me rephrase. Todd Collins has been our backup quarterback since week 9. This is because they snuck him back up the depth chart after seeing that 4-pick shit show against the Panthers in week 5. I fucking ranted about it back when it happened, and I can't believe I have to do it again. I don't care how the fucker only got 2 series before they pulled him. Those were 2 badly needed possessions that Lovey and Martz pissed on and threw away. Todd Collins' presence on the roster alone should be grounds for both of them getting shit-canned. And that's even before Lovey decided to nullify a conversion on 3rd and long for the 2nd fucking time in, what, 3 games? And then let the mad doctor follow it up with that ridiculous Bennett end-around? Who does that? Assholes. That's who. Assholes who should not have jobs. But I was lying when I said that's what pissed me off. No, what really pisses me off is that we can't fire these assholes. I hate them in my soul, but we can't force Splenda into his 4th system in as many years. So we are stuck with that arrogant ass clown loving his fucking insulting post-game explanations for Todd Collins' existence. And what's worse, it's not like we're smart enough to make him show us that he can get us to the playoffs again in the final year of his contract. Oh no, Jerry's dumbass is gonna give him a fucking extension, guaranteeing that I'm gonna be stuck here screaming about this exact same shit next year, and the year after that, and the year after that, until I really do look like fucking Wilford Brimley, and without so much as 1 fucking Super Bowl championship hat to put my diabetic head. Fuck me and fuck everyone who decided a sugar-free MCL was a bigger story than our coach's gross incompetence this week. Fuck!
It's the Reverend's rant. It's the Reverend's rant. It's the Reverend's rant. So enjoy the Super Bowl this week. I know none of our hearts are going to be in it, but, you know, it's still fun for a football fan, and we really don't know when we're going to have football again. It might be a long offseason for a lot of us. So let's enjoy the game Sunday. Don't drink and drive, of course. The T-shirts will be announced Monday. We're going to go with the Julius Peppers Experience T-shirt that GPL came up with, as well as a couple ideas from MB that I liked involving Julius Peppers and one of Urlacher standing over Favre. Those images are definitely going to be involved. So we will debut them in some form this week and hopefully get those things ready and get them out as we begin the 2011 season. It starts Monday morning. Here we go. Good night. Good luck.
The show is written, directed, produced, edited, and stars Jeff Hughes. It is made possible with sponsorship from Jeff Hughes. The Bears Blog Saturday Show would not exist if it were not for the artistic ingenuity and brilliance of Jeff Hughes. Jeff Hughes would like to thank Jeff Hughes for all his hard work and dedication in making the show a hit.